This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee.
Germany's center-left Social Democrats won the biggest share of the vote in a national election Sunday, narrowly beating outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Union Bloc in the closely fought race that will determine who succeeds a longtime leader at the helm of Europe's biggest economy. The Social Democrats candidate Olaf Scholz, the outgoing vice chancellor and finance minister who pulled his party out of his years-long slump, said the outcome was a very clear mandate to ensure now that we put together a good pragmatic government for Germany. Despite getting its worst ever result in a federal contest, the Union Bloc said it too would reach out to smaller parties to discuss forming a government while Merkel stays on in a caretaker role until a successor is sworn in. It's been a little more than a month since Taliban fighters descended on the Afghan capital and cemented their takeover. Now they're vying for a seat in the Club of Nations and seeking what no country has given them as they attempt to govern for a second time. That's international recognition of their role. The Taliban wrote to the United Nations requesting to address the UN General Assembly meeting of leaders that is underway in New York. They argued that they have all the requirements needed for recognition of a government. South Korea is urging North Korea to restore dormant communication hotlines a day after the North repeated an offer to open conditional talks. The North might be seeking to extract concessions about 2 weeks after it raised tensions by carrying out its first missile test in 6 months. North Korea has twice reached out to South Korea, saying it's open to talks if conditions are met. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli troops conducted a series of arrest raids against suspected Hamas militants across the occupied West Bank early Sunday, sparking a pair of gun battles in which 5 Palestinians were killed and 2 Israeli soldiers were seriously wounded. It was the deadliest violence between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants in the West Bank in several weeks. The region has seen an increase in fighting in recent months, with tensions fueled by Israeli settlement construction, heightened militant activity in the northern West Bank, and the aftermath of a bloody war between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip last May. The Israeli military said it had been tracking the Hamas militants for several weeks and that the raids were launched in response to immediate threats. With more than 40 million doses of coronavirus vaccines available, U.S. health authorities said they're confident that there will be enough for every American who qualifies. A spike in demand is expected after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention endorsed boosters of the Pfizer vaccine for all Americans 65 and older. The CDC said younger people at higher risk from the coronavirus because of health conditions or their jobs would also qualify. Meanwhile, more than 70 million Americans remain unvaccinated. That despite the enticement of lottery prizes, free food or gifts, and pleas from exhausted healthcare workers as the average number of deaths per day climbed to more than 1,900 in recent weeks. Cheers rang out. Hugs were exchanged and rainbow-colored flags waved overhead across Switzerland as the Swiss resoundingly voted to allow same-sex couples to marry. Final results of a nationwide referendum. Officials' results show that the measure passed by more than 64% of the vote, while more than half of all voters approved in each of Switzerland's 26 cantons or states. The vote, years in the making, is set to bring the Alpine nation into line with many others in Western Europe and wraps up often tense campaigns between rival sides. Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who briefly formed a camp in the U.S. state of Texas in the border town of Del Rio have found a helping hand across the river in Mexico City. While U.S. officials announced the camp on the U.S. side had been cleared, an undetermined number of migrants remained in Mexico, afraid to step foot in the streets after Mexican immigration agents raided a small hotel and ringed a similar camp on the Mexican side with agents. More at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.